So I don't know if you've noticed, but the BBC are trialling an evolution of their news website. And I believe that there are some interesting lessons to learn from this new beta site, lessons that I want to share with you in this video. Now, the BBC News website has been looking kind of dated for a while now, but the digital team at the Beeb haven't been sitting on their hands. They've been trialling a new beta site with a segment of their visitors. And as the BBC is such a high-profile organisation here in the UK, I thought I would see if we can learn some lessons from their approach to their redesign. And we start with the most obvious. They've gone responsive. With the mobile web growing at exponential rates, it's unsurprising that the new site is responsive. But what's really interesting is they've chosen to go responsive despite having native news applications on pretty much every mobile platform. And I have to say, I agree with this decision. I don't believe that having a native app does away with the need of a responsive website. And that drives home just how expensive native apps can be. If you've got to have a responsive website anyway, there's no cost savings made by going down the native route as well. Next up, they've made some obvious efforts when it comes to making their site less cluttered. They've simplified the site's header, removing unnecessary imagery, the date, and the RSS feeds that used to sit there. They've now adopted a much simpler approach, not just to the header, but to the rest of the page as well. They're trying to clean things up and remove unnecessary clutter. And this is particularly clear when you get down to individual news stories. I like the fact that they've repositioned social media buttons to the end of the blog post. After all, people want to share once they've had a look at the page, not right at the top like it used to be. It made no sense. So this is a huge improvement. But I don't feel they've really gone far enough in this regards. There's still a lot of repetition on the pages, especially with the same news stories appearing multiple times on any one page. For example, one story appeared three times on a single page. It appeared under the main story list, the watch and listen section, and the most read list. And that just seemed pointless to me. That said, they've made some great strides by removing all this clutter, particularly improving the site's readability. And it's obvious that the main focus of this redesign has been on improving readability. Font size has been increased, and there's a much better use of white space, allowing more room for the content. They've also increased the contrast of text, making it a much more pleasant reading experience. By increasing the font size, improving the contrast, and making better use of white space, it's allowed them not just to increase readability, but to increase the width of the main content area. And that, in turn, has gone on to improve the viewing experience for video content, as videos can now be larger on the page. They've also improved the scannability of the homepage by introducing a stronger lead story. It makes it much clearer what stories are currently breaking, especially combined with the new timestamp associated with each story. But once again, I can't help but feel they've not gone far enough in improving the legibility. On an individual news story, I still found the side column really distracting, as there were lots of elements fighting for my attention as I was trying to read the story. Don't misunderstand me, I can see why they've held back. They don't want their design to be too radical a departure from what was there before. And this, in fact, is probably the biggest lesson most of us can learn from the new BBC News site, that they haven't changed too much. They've shown huge restraint by only evolving the design rather than radically redesigning it. Users don't like radical redesigns. You only need to read the comments on the recent Register of, article bashing the gov.uk site. Now, in the case of the gov.uk site, you could say that radical action was required, but for the BBC and the majority of other sites, to be honest, there's no need to start from scratch every time you redesign a site. A natural evolution is a much more appropriate solution. Too many organizations feel that a redesign should be a radical departure from what has gone before. They want big bang for their bucks. But in truth, that should be the exception and not the rule. You see, the old BBC News site had a lot of good things going for it. To throw all of that out and start from scratch makes no sense whatsoever. Whether they've pushed far enough is up for debate. But that's why they're running their beta site, to find that kind of thing out. You see, whether I agree with their decisions is somewhat irrelevant. Even their own opinions only hold so much value. What matters is how users find the experience, and that's why their decision to run a public beta is just so sensible. No doubt they've been testing the changes that they've made throughout the whole of the process of redesigning their new site, but nothing beats making a site available to the general public. Only then can you start monitoring the analytics of real users interacting with the site in real circumstances. They'll learn a huge amount by running that public beta, and hopefully they can roll what they've learned into the final site that they release. The truth is, a tested site that evolves over time is going to beat a big redesign, hands down, every single time. So what can we learn from the BBC? I believe there are four things we can learn from this redesign. First of all, wherever possible, remove clutter. Second, focus on legibility and improving that for your site. Third, resist radical redesigns. And finally, always, always test relentlessly.